So repetition leads to attraction, it is said, but then repetition also leads to satiation. You know, you get satiated by something. That if you eat the same sweet again and again, enough now. We take one sweet, second sweet, third sweet. Somebody after that, you know, they offer 10 sweet to us. You also take some. It's not that we are concerned about them, it's just that we don't want now. But we put it off as you also take some. So the thing is that say even if the satiation is there, it is temporary. That means the person eats some sweets and say enough. But after one day, after 2 days, again the desire for the sweets comes back. So even that say if simply repeated indulgence were to lead to satiation and that is going to lead to detachment, it doesn't work like that. Temporarily there is enough, but again afterwards we want it. So that principle, whenever we do an activity repeatedly, actually the attachment to it increases. It's like, say, if a person is staying here and their office is here, and in between there's an alcoholic bar, and they drink alcohol once, and every time they pass by that bar, they'll think, "We should go and drink. We should go and drink." And if that person drinks once, twice, thrice, four times, five times, we at that time after drinking, they say, "Enough now." But next time they pass by, again the desire will come. They keep drinking again and again. The next time, as soon as they get out of the office, out of the house only, they have to go to the bar. And sometimes some people are so attached that as soon as they wake up, the first thing they think about is alcohol. So what has happened is, by repeated indulgence, the desire is becoming stronger and stronger. So same way, this principle, so although temporarily, after indulgence, there might be some satiation, but it is not detachment. This repetition actually increases the attraction, increases the attachment. And same way with the practice of Krishna Bhakti, sometimes, you know, if there's a long lecture, enough now, Baba. Now I want this to end. But if you develop a taste for Krishna Bhakti, after saying, I want to hear more. At that time, our physical and mental capacity may limit us. The soul's attraction towards Krishna is long-lasting. But the physical and mental capacities do limit us. We feel exhausted. But then after some time, again we feel the attraction towards Krishna. So over a period of time, this attraction towards Krishna will increase more and more. Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu?
I have a question.